Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Rebecca Hiawile from Recode. So lately I've been hearing a lot about 5G. It's going to get a lot faster and better, but it's also causing some problems for airlines. What's going on here?
So starting on January 19th, Verizon and AT&T plan to switch on new frequencies that phones that are built for 5G will be able to connect to. So these connections, it's called the C-band, are supposed to extend the range of 5G connections, but also make them a lot faster. So it'll really be the first time your 5G phone will actually feel like a 5G phone.
Which actually sounds really great, especially since wireless carriers have been saying for years that 5G is the future, but I have a 5G phone. It honestly works a lot like my 4G phone. So why are airlines upset about this?
So this all gets back to the FAA, the main agency that regulates flying in the United States. For a while, the FAA has been concerned about a really particular piece of hardware called radio altimeter. Basically, these are devices that beam down signals from aircraft, like when they're landing, for instance, and help aircraft measure how high they are above the ground. So this is really important if you're landing somewhere where you can't see so well. Maybe it's really mountainous, it's really cloudy. These altimeters are really important for a lot of the safety hardware that's built into airplanes. The concern is that these altimeters rely on airwaves that sort of neighbor the airwaves that are used by C-band, and the FAA is really concerned that there might be a risk of interference and potentially some kind of safety issue.
Is the FAA sure about that? Has this caused any real problems or accidents that we're aware of?
There hasn't really been any evidence that this would definitely cause a problem. It's sort of been an open question on the FAA's side. The FCC, which is the agency that made these airwaves available in the first place, has said it's fine, has studied the issue. The wireless carriers also think it's not going to be a problem. But out of an abundance of concern, the FAA is now in the process of approving individual models of these altimeters, which are not really standardized. And so you can't just say all altimeters work. Even if you're being really cautious, you want to analyze every single one. So really wonky topic, but it's a real headache for the airline industry.
And if the United States can't be the only country facing this issue. 5G is worldwide technology. How are other countries dealing with this?
That's right. Europe has deployed pretty similar 5G technology, and it hasn't really been an issue. And that's something that the wireless carriers will talk about a lot. On the FAA side of things, they've said that, you know, there are important differences between how it's being deployed in Europe and how it's being deployed in the United States. And it's also worth keeping in mind that the FAA really cares about its reputation, really wants to make sure everything is super, super safe, and really takes the side of extreme caution here because flying is really a big deal.
But this is kind of reminding me of a few years ago when you had to turn off all your electronics when you got onto the plane. You absolutely could not use a cell phone on a plane, but the FAA eventually changed their tune because it seemed like it wasn't really causing a problem. It was maybe just more of a concern. Is that similar to this issue, do you think?
I think there are some parallels in that, you know, this is a kind of new level of cellular technology and the FAA isn't celebrating its arrival. And there's sort of this trend of the electronics industry and users of these technologies sort of pushing for the FAA to study the issue and determine that it's not a problem. Like what happened back then, it turned out not to be a significant problem. And it seems like, you know, for many altimeters, this is going to be a non-issue. But it seems like the FAA has to be pushed to study this. And this is obviously coming pretty late in the 5G rollout process. So there's this trend of the FAA kind of being slow to accept these technologies. Though obviously there are technical aspects of cellular technologies here that are a little different compared to what happened in 2013.
Well, it still seems like a lot of trouble, especially if you're hoping to have a phone that can be as fast as it can be. But then again, the idea that cell phones could be interfering with airplane safety is scary. So what's the big deal with this new technology? I think you said it was called C-band. How is this type of 5G faster or better than what's already out there?
So the C-band is sort of this sweet spot of the radio spectrum. So there are already frequencies that your 5G phone can connect to. So, you know, there's millimeter wave, which can carry a lot of information, but doesn't really stretch very far. So you're not going to have that coverage for a wide range of area. There are also lower frequencies that provide really good coverage, but aren't as fast, which is why a lot of people, when they are walking around with their 5G phones, don't really notice that much of a difference between 5G and 4G or LTE. And so the hope with C-band, this is going to be like the real 5G expansion and actually bring what 5G is supposed to be with that low latency that's supposed to be really good video chats and streaming to everyday people.
Okay, so it sounds like carriers are excited about this technology. It'll be good for their customers. And again, airlines don't want to create a safety hazard. So what happens? How do the two sides sort of reconcile here?
So there is this compromise that's emerged where the airlines and the wireless companies are exchanging more data so that these altimeters can be studied for their safety. So what's happening is the FAA is going through each one, approving each altimeter model, which then in effect clears whatever aircraft rely on those altimeters. So just recently, Boeing and Airbus, which are two of the biggest manufacturers of airplanes, had altimeter models approved, which means about 45% of the U.S. flight fleet that we have will now be cleared to fly in 5G. So that's sort of the promising avenue there. There's also a more negative side where the FAA is also issued a lot of new flight restrictions for flights that haven't had this approval yet. So, you know, that 787 model, it's kind of new, you may have heard about. That one now has new landing requirements when operating in a 5G environment. And there's also this other kind of agreement that carriers have made that for at least 6 months at 50 airports that have been selected by the FAA, there will not be C-band deployed. So that's sort of like a time limit that they've given themselves to go through all of the remaining altimeters and approve them before taking next steps.
So has this dispute between the FAA and the wireless carriers caused any problems for travelers so far?
So all the problems that might show up for travelers will kick in on the 19th when the C-band is turned on. The reason why this is a problem for travelers is because the FAA has created these new, very specific requirements for planes that are operating in a 5G environment. And basically, those planes have to meet new standards because the FAA hasn't cleared their hardware for performing under the C-band. With those new requirements means that flights can't necessarily go in certain weather conditions. It means new landing requirements. It adds a lot of new strain on a system that is pretty optimized normally. So that means that airlines are really nervous about potentially having to delay or cancel flights. And this, of course, is happening amid the surge of new COVID cases, which has already disrupted airline operations.
Okay, so this 5G expansion sounds like a big deal. What's happening to older generations of cellular technology? Will all that still work?
So 4G is still around. I still have a 4G phone. Hope it'll stay working for a long time. That's still pretty widespread. 3G is being phased out this year, starting with AT&T. And throughout the year, the other carriers are going to be turning off this technology. If you have medical technology or one of those medical alert systems that rely on 3G, that could be bad news for you. It's possibly bad for some older car navigation systems. So if you're still using a 3G connection relying on that, that's certainly bad news for you.
And what about in the future? Are we going to continue to have these potential interference problems when we get to 6G or 7G or even 8G if it keeps going that way?
You know, I think that this every time we have a new generation of these technologies and new airwaves being used, these questions do pop up, especially if the FAA is involved. And I think what, you know, we have to remember is that the U.S. regulatory agencies aren't always in lockstep. So like I said earlier, the Federal Communications Commission, you know, had been studying this, had been studying the altimeter question, did make these airwaves available, determined it was okay. But the FAA swooped in and made a different decision. So I think what we can definitely expect is that federal agencies are going to disagree and have different concerns, even as these new technologies continue to pop up.
But broadly speaking, we shouldn't have to worry about flying in 5G in the immediate future. It sounds like everyone's being very cautious about rolling out this new tech.
Definitely.
All right, Rebecca, thanks for joining us. We recorded this episode on Tuesday morning, and that afternoon, after President Biden stepped in to help broker a deal, AT&T and Verizon agreed to temporarily pause the rollout of the new 5G services. While the companies will turn on C-band across the vast majority of the country, AT&T and Verizon say they will not activate the signals within 2 miles of airport runways for now. The 5G deployment also led Boeing to take the precaution and instruct certain airlines not to fly their 777 aircraft internationally. And that's caused a handful of flight cancellations, but so far, not the catastrophic situation that the FAA was worried about. Today's episode was produced by Victoria Dominguez and engineered by Paul Robert Mouncey. I'm Adam Clark Estes. Thanks for listening.